What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is very disturbing breaking news this afternoon that I want to continue to comment on. I talked about it just right before the news. But right-wing talk show host, podcaster Charlie Kirk has been shot at an event in Utah. If you listen to this show, you know that I have a lot of fun bashing Charlie Kirk. I have a lot of fun pointing out how ridiculous Charlie Kirk is because of his right-wing radical opinions and views. I have a lot of fun when Charlie Kirk was making fun of Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and J-Lo, criticizing them because they don't look or act their age. And I said, well, take a look at Charlie Kirk. I mean, look at this guy. You don't have to go around looking like a conservative old man. You know, you don't have to act your age. No reason to criticize anybody. If Charlie Kirk wants to look that way, that's fine. It's not for me. I wouldn't want to look like that. I wouldn't want to dress or wear my hair that way. But if Charlie Kirk wants to do it, that's fine. So I've had fun criticizing Charlie Kirk. But to take this a step further and shoot him, this is where we cross the line in America. And this is where we are now. And it's not right. It's not right. I think we forget that this country was built on differing opinions. You think all of our founding fathers came together and agreed with each other? If you think that, you don't know anything about American history. There were arguments, vicious arguments. There were debates. There had been political debates throughout time. This country was built on disagreement. And the First Amendment gives us a right to disagree even with the President of the United States. Something that our current president doesn't seem to understand, that we have a constitutional right to criticize him. But that's another topic. But as much as I might disagree with Charlie Kirk and have fun talking about him, this is not America. The idea that you shoot somebody. I can't go into details for obvious reasons, but I have been threatened. And it's been serious. And it's been serious enough for, at one point, NOPD came to the station. I have to watch my ass. There are things that have appeared on my Facebook page that are disturbing. There have been texts into the station that are disturbing. And why? I didn't do anything to these people. I didn't do anything to their family. I didn't do anything to them. I didn't do anything to impact their jobs. All I did was express my opinions. And some people disagree, and they want to take it a step further. They want to turn disagreement into violence. And this is wrong. This is not America. We're spinning in this evolution away from what we're supposed to be. And at some point, man, we've got to just put on the brakes and say, stop, wait a minute. I mean, if you think about violence over somebody that you disagree with, and you want to act on that violence, first of all, just expressing it is wrong. But if you want to act on that violence, man, you got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, are you an American? Or are you some kind of a third world radical activist and you want to take action to overthrow the government or to do away with dissension? This is just, it's very disturbing. And again, as much as I have fun, look, if I see something from Charlie Kirk in the news, I got to be honest with you, I look forward to coming on the air and talking about it. Because Charlie Kirk and I are totally opposite each other. But I would never condone any act of violence against Charlie Kirk or against anybody. And before those of you on the right say, yeah, it's some liberal, man. They want to silence the conservative voice. There are conservatives who have criticized and threatened me, and they're conservatives. They are Trump supporters, and they're angry that I see Trump for who he is. So it's not, don't start playing this game like, oh, it's the other side that does it. You know, both sides are doing it. Both sides are doing it. I'm not entertaining any conversation about, well, it's the left, man. They want to silence us. Shut up with that. Because it's not just the left. It's the right, too. And you should hear some of the violent things that I get from the right. Why? Man, I'm a guy on the radio. I've been doing this for 55 years now. And while I've lived around the country in some great cities, I was born here. I'm here. I started my career here. Some of you were listening to me at the very beginning of my career, and you're still listening today. I mean, that is such an unbelievably satisfying thing. But when it comes to politics and we disagree and people want to get violent, this is wrong. And we just have to denounce this in no uncertain terms. I know President Trump is going to denounce this because Charlie Kirk is a conservative. The sad thing is, Donald Trump as president, I don't think, I'm speculating, but based on the past, I don't think he would be as aggressively denouncing it if it were a liberal who was shot. And again, I'm speculating, so I'm not going to continue to speculate, but that's my opinion. But it's based on past experience. You know, there should not be preferential treatment for your side when it comes to violence. Because this is on both sides. And I know that firsthand. Coleman, do you see any news about? I'm sorry, Coleman's on the phone. I know you're busy in there. Do you see any information about Charlie Kirk's condition? I mean, I hope he's okay.
Some of my friends have texted me video from the Utah place, but like I said, it's too early to speculate. I can say what I believe, but I don't want to say anything on the air until it's confirmed. But based on the video, it's not looking too good. I don't want to. Yeah, so like somebody sent me like a video from the event from somebody that was standing in the crowd. I'll send it to you and like you can make your own opinion, but like I'm not going to speculate on the air about his condition.
I understand. I mean, I hope he's okay. Because nobody should be shot because of their opinion. Nobody. Nobody should be threatened. Nobody should be beaten up. Nobody should be attacked because of their opinion. What happened to America? What happened to our country? You know, last hour we were talking about UFOs. A fun conversation. Really amazing video shown on Capitol Hill yesterday of a U.S. missile appearing to bounce off a flying object. What the hell was that? They shot at it. They didn't know what it was. It was unidentified. It was not supposed to be where it was. So we fired a missile at it. And the missile appeared to just bounce off of it like somebody threw a, you know, like somebody threw a BB at your chest. It just bounced off the object. And so we're talking about the idea that, you know, maybe there are people out there. And does it conflict with Christianity to believe that there might be life somewhere else? Can you be a Christian and believe in life somewhere else? I think you can be. I'm a Christian, and I believe that there's life elsewhere. And I think we're visited on a regular basis because there have just been too many credible stories from pilots, commercial pilots, from military pilots, from astronauts talking about things that, you know, that just can't be explained. And this video can't be explained. So it was fun talking about that. And we had some great stories. But then now we get this news that I really have to react to. And, I guess we can kind of combine it with what I was scheduled to talk about this hour. And that is that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I don't think deserves to be in that position because I don't think he's qualified for it. He is implying that violent video games may be a factor in the rise in mass shootings in America. But the research doesn't show that. The research does not support his claim. And I don't know why so many people are so willing to just jump to the conclusion that violent video games are causing violence in our society. Because if you really dig into the research, the collective research indicates that there is no conclusive evidence, none whatsoever. So we're going to get into that this afternoon, but I couldn't help but just passionately react to the shooting of somebody that I totally disagree with, fundamentally disagree with on politics and social issues. And yet, he should not have been shot. And I hope and pray that Charlie Kirk is okay. We haven't heard anything. I'm looking at the monitors here in the studio, and CNN, Fox News are carrying live coverage of it. Right now, it just says condition unknown. If we get more information, of course, we'll pass it on to you. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And I'm sure you heard that Mayor Cantrell is expected at court this hour to appear before a judge, and assuming she's going to plead not guilty to her crimes. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that he believes that violent video games may be a factor in the increase in mass shootings in the United States. I think this is just total nonsense. I don't think there's any. Well, there isn't. There isn't evidence that concludes that this is the case. And when you consider the millions and millions and millions of people that have played these games for decades, if they had the power to manifest violent behavior in people, there would be many more mass shootings than there are now. And I know many of you have played video games. Many of you might even play video games now as an adult. And I would doubt seriously that you ever had a thought of committing an act of violence as a result of playing even the most violent video games. As realistic as they are, if somebody doesn't know the difference between that fantasy and reality, it's on that person, or it's on their parents. It's not on the entertainment itself. And the court system is full of cases where entertainment was not to blame. People have tried to blame entertainment for negative behavior, and the courts are almost consistent with saying the entertainment is not to blame. It's the individual who is to blame. But as we talk about this, a right-wing activist, Charlie Kirk, who I have talked about often on my show because I totally disagree with just about everything Charlie Kirk says. And when, you know, he gets ugly toward, you know, some people for, you know, not looking their age, I made comments about his look. Charlie Kirk and I totally disagree. But I am shocked and appalled that Charlie Kirk has been shot. And here's what we're getting from an NBC News alert. Shots were fired at an event for far right-wing activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University in Orem, just north of Provo, according to a statement from the school. Kirk was removed from the premises by his security team. Video circulating online appear to show Kirk recoiling after a shot was heard with blood pouring out of his neck. A suspect is in custody. That doesn't sound good. You know why Charlie Kirk has a security team? Because he gets threats. Because there's violence threatened against him. And why? Because people disagree with him? I disagree with him. But I've never wanted to punch him. Never wanted to commit an act of violence against him. I simply take it as, hey, man, this is America. Charlie Kirk says something, I say something, we disagree. That's it. So what? Then you go on and live your life. But you can't internalize politics to the point where if somebody disagrees with you, you take it so personally that you feel like you have to kill them or you feel like you have to just hurt them in some way. This is not the America I want to live in. This is not the America I used to live in, but this is the America we live in. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, there may be some people still want to talk about UFOs. We had a compelling conversation last hour about the idea that we have been visited. The idea that we are visited perhaps on a regular basis, and there are many credible stories. And yesterday on Capitol Hill, there was the showing of a video that appears to show a missile bouncing off an unidentified flying object. Again, what was that thing made of? We got damn good missiles. We got stuff that destroys things, but it just bounced off the thing. And then also, it's interesting to ask the question, can you be a Christian and believe that there's life somewhere else in the universe? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Cosmo. Cosmo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Happy hump day.
Yeah, same to you.
Good to speak with you. Haven't been calling that much. I've been really busy at work, but, you know, unfortunately, Charlie Kurtz got more in common now with Donald Trump after Donald Trump was shot at. So.
Well, he has a lot in common with Trump just in terms of his politics, and I'm sure the president is going to, you know, speak out against what happened to Charlie Kirk, and he should. I have to wonder if the president would speak out as much if it were a liberal who was shot. But, you know, that's just speculation on my part, and it's not really part of this conversation.
Yeah, the only I'm going to make my comment short. I know you got a lot of callers and listeners. The extreme political spectrum in this country is. My mom and dad are deceased. They both passed away, but I never thought I'd see the vision of the country the way it is today. John F. Kennedy, who was a kind of a moderate Democrat back in the 60s, he couldn't get elected today. And likewise, if Ronald Reagan was running today, he'd have a very difficult time getting elected.
I agree.
Yep.
It's about extremism. Cosmo, I appreciate the call. It's about extremism. And the primary system that we have, and we'll get into this another day, I guess closer to the election, but the primary system that we have set up really does lend itself to promoting extremists, the more extreme candidates. Because an extreme candidate, very briefly, will get a concentrated amount of votes. And the more moderate, sensible vote is spread among so many other people who are running for office that the largest percentage goes to the extreme candidate because they've got the extreme support. And then the logical, again, common sense vote is spread among all these other people. So sometimes the extreme candidate ends up getting the nomination and then the party has to back the extreme candidate. So it's really kind of screwed up. Let's go to JP in New Orleans. Hey, JP, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Hey, so God created the earth, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So if God created the earth, he's not of this earth. Therefore, he's an alien.
Hey, right? That's a good point.
So there you go. You know, It's a shame that this kid got shot.
Yeah.
But the divisive nature of our political leaders in dividing everyone, this is stuff that's going to happen, and it's horrible.
Yeah. It has. You're right about that, JP. I mean, it's gone too far. The rhetoric that comes from every direction has just been so ramped up that people feel like they've got permission to talk about violence and to act on the violence that's being talked about.
Yeah. I just have one more thing. I read a long time ago that the military would use video games to desensitize troops. So, if you think about it, and that was in the 80s. So technology has increased so much, especially
JP, you know, I don't know about that specifically, but I would say that if the video games are used as part of their training, it's part of their training, and they're trained to view and participate in the video games with a certain perspective that the average person is not trained to do. And so their whole mission is different. So I don't think it's fair to blame the video game itself.
Well, I'm not blaming the video game. I'm just, the technology's increased so much.
Oh, it has.
Some brains can't handle that.
Yeah.
You know, some of us aren't as developed as others. And, you know, seeing those images, you know, you might not have that switch to stop you.
But JP, let me just say this. I think it's kind of like, you know, alcoholics. You know, we talk about alcoholics, and alcohol is on sale everywhere. You know, nobody ever says, well, because some people can't handle it, maybe we should ban alcohol. In the same way, just because some people can't handle video games, I don't think that's the reason to ban video games. I really think we go back and hold the individuals accountable for their behavior. JP, I enjoyed our conversation. Let's check in with Tony in Lacombe. Hey, Tony, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoop?
Good.
All right. I got an orb behind my house.
Wait, you have an orb?
Orb, yes.
Yeah.
My wife thinks it's a drone. I don't think it's a drone because the thing, well, actually, that's what she thought at first. About 3 months ago, and I need you to alert everybody about the Ring cameras. This is not going to alert on your Ring camera, but what you have to do is take your finger and roll back all of your filming, because it films constantly. So if you have a camera on your home on the outside, all you have to do is scroll back, because this does not alert the Ring camera. But what it is about seven little, they're big as light bulbs, and they all come together and they make an orb about the size of a softball. And it flies constantly over my house. And it goes over to the neighbors, but it stays in the woods. It stays behind my house in the woods. And then it comes across, it goes to the back door. When it comes out the woods, it goes over my house, right over the back door. It goes across the street, across by my neighbors in the woods over there.
Is that eerie to you?
Yes, very eerie. My wife wanted us to go sit out there one night and find out. I said, what about if he zaps us and we disappear and everything just wide open, leave the keys and cars in the driveway and they can't find us anymore. Then we come back several centuries later.
You've got quite an imagination, but I like it. It's fun. So, but I mean, could that, since it's an orb, I mean, could that be like a spirit, a ghost, if you will? Could that be more of a ghost than a UFO?
No, because the thing is, it comes together. It's like, they're big as light bulbs. I don't know if you notice, if you take a walk outside at night, it could be pitch black. You're not going to see a light bulb unless you walk in the woods.
I don't see those lightning bugs anymore.
They stay in the woods. It's got to be totally dark. Right now it's a full moon. So the thing is, you're not going to see them at all, you know, right now. But the thing is, when there's a pitch black night, you can see them in the woods. They'll be flying all over in the woods.
Well, tell me,
but this orb, huh?
Give us a call tomorrow to let us know you're still here. You and your wife are still here.
Okay. But I do have a video of it, so I'll send it to you. And
okay,
it came off the Ring camera.
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, and it's Scoot at WWL.com.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll send it to you. But, yeah, I'm very curious of what it is. And I called Channel 4 and I called Channel 6. Neither one wanted to come and set up a camera, and that way they can, you know, film it themselves.
Yeah.
Because I don't have professional cameras,
you know.
Okay,
well, send me the video. I'll take a look at it. All right, Tony, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Shots have been fired at an event for right-wing activist Charlie Kirk in Utah, and the video that's circulating online appears to show him recoiling after he was shot, and blood is pouring out of his neck, and that just can't be good. He was removed by his security team, and it's a shame that a very popular, very successful podcaster and talk host has to have a security team, but that's the way it is. And it's not, you know, mobs of fans like with the Beatles, you know, wanting to get close to them and touch them. It's because people want to hurt you if they disagree with you. And this has got to stop. This is not acceptable in America. And it really is part of the responsibility of the President of the United States, whoever that is at a time like this, to just send a message that this is not acceptable. I don't care if it is a liberal that the president and conservatives hate, or it's Charlie Kirk, somebody they love. This is not acceptable. And our thoughts and prayers should be with Charlie Kirk and his family. All right, so violent video games. Did anybody ever commit an act of violence because you saw a video game? What are you guys talking about? And a lot of people play video games, and I don't think anybody is wanting to commit. You know, you get ideas, but acting on those ideas is a whole different thing. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back with more of your comments on...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WWL. We're talking about Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just suggesting that one of the reasons for the rise in mass shootings is violent video games. I don't believe this. There's no conclusive research to say this. And, you know, once again, Kennedy is just saying stuff that he doesn't know about. He doesn't know about this. And he's just saying this. It's a convenient thing to think that violent video games are responsible. It's a convenient answer to a problem like, you know, what do we do about mass shootings? But I don't think it is a logical solution, banning violent video games. A lot of video games out there, a lot of people playing them. And, you know, if it really did have that kind of power, if they had that kind of power, there would be even more violence. Let's go to Coleman with a few of your text messages.
As expected, because of the situation, there's a lot of big feelings going on. And a lot of people, and you know, they're just feeding off their base anger, forgetting that a human being has been injured. They go straight to the political tribalism. So one of the texts are criticizing you, saying that you are a big part of the problem because you stoke people or you provoked them. And that made me ask, let's say you come in the show or Charlie Kirk does an event and they're just expressing their opinions. And then somebody commits an act of violence based on something that you said that they disagree with. Is it really your fault? Because or should it be the fault of the person from taking what you're saying? It's their action. You're not telling anybody to do anything. You're just expressing your opinions. Charlie Kirk is just expressing their opinions. But if somebody gets mad at your opinions and they commit the act of violence, Are you accountable for that? Should everybody be mad at you and say, see what you did in school? Just because you said this, then that person did that. And that's the part that kind of infuriating with these texts.
Of course not.
Being part of the problem. But no, it's not your, it's not, you're not telling anybody to do anything. You're just reacting to what you're saying, you know?
If I promoted the act of violence, that's one thing. But I'm just expressing, I'm innocently expressing my opinion. And if that makes you so mad that you want to be violent, just go turn yourself into law enforcement right now, okay? Because that's not an excuse. And, you know, it's not my fault. I'm not responsible for the actions of my audience. I'm responsible to my audience to do what I do, which is talk about politics and pop culture and express my opinions. That's my responsibility to the audience. But I'm not responsible for my audience's actions. And Charlie Kirk is not responsible, no matter what he says. And you know, if you listen to this show, that I disagree with Charlie Kirk on just about everything. I don't ever remember agreeing with Charlie Kirk. And sometimes we have a lot of fun talking about how ridiculous Charlie Kirk is with his right-wing radical mentality. And just, you know, just ridiculous things like, you know, these celebrities are not acting their age. Well, you know, if you don't have to look or act your age, why should you? You know, but if you want to, if you want to act your age, if you want to get old and act old, you're free to do that. But don't criticize somebody who doesn't want to do that and doesn't have to do that. But that's no reason to shoot anybody. And as much as I've disagreed with Charlie Kirk, I am just passionately reacting against this violence. And apparently the shots came from 200 yards away. That's two football fields. That's a long way. Somebody was a really good shot if they hit him from 200 yards away. All right. We'll try to get to a couple of more of your text messages. Let's go to Julie. Julie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Julie.
Hi. They got the shooter. It's an older white male.
Okay.
And they did show on the video that he did get shot right in the neck. Don't know if he survived. We don't know. But I think the violence is really, really going crazy. I also noticed, I don't know if, I guess you saw it, you haven't mentioned it, about the poor girl in Charlotte. That's another problem we have where thugs are just going in the cities, getting
let's stick to this. That'll be another topic. Let's stick to this topic here.
Okay. Well, this topic, we just have people like you calling him a radical. Maybe people should stop calling people stuff like that. Just because you don't agree with him doesn't mean he's a radical. Just because he has his own opinions and what he believes is different than yours. Maybe if Democrats stop being so violent with what they're saying.
Julie, I'm not going to let you talk anymore. I'm done with you. You know, you want to open your big mouth and you want to start blaming the Democrats? You're shut down. You're not allowed on this show. Find some show to be a big mouth on, but you're not going to do it on this show. I think that's Julie from Metairie. She always wants to pick an argument with me. She doesn't like me. I can say somebody's radical. That's okay. That's protected by the First Amendment. That's my opinion. I am not wrong to say somebody is radical. I am not wrong. If you look up the definition of radical, I am not wrong to say that somebody is radical. If I believe they're radical, and I believe that Charlie Kirk is radical, look up the definition of the word. I still believe Charlie Kirk is radical. He is a radical right-wing activist. And that is an accurate description of him, according to my opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that is not an excuse to go shoot somebody. So calling somebody a radical, in a lot of ways, Bernie Sanders is a radical. AOC is radical. I'm a radical moderate. You know, we can use the word radical. But, you know, somebody like Julie, she lives her life trying to blame the left. And she must be some miserable human being. Seriously, every time she calls this show, she is angry. Why do you listen if this show makes you angry? Because people like to be angry. They want to be angry. They want to feel that anger inside. And some people don't know how to stop there. And they want to commit an act of violence as a result. Well, man, if you do commit an act of violence, you need to be busted and you need to be in jail. I don't care which side of the political spectrum you're on. You don't deserve to be walking free among us. This is not good news about Charlie Kirk. And I do believe that he is a radical right-wing activist, but that's no reason to shoot him. And we can say things are radical without somebody suggesting that that's the reason that somebody got shot. I mean, that's ridiculous, and that's not going to play on this show. Coming up in the next hour, this is the day in 1991 that the album Smells Like Teen Spirit was released by Nirvana. And in terms of the grunge generation, Gen X, in terms of that music, this was a very, very important day. We'll talk about that, and we'll continue our conversation into the next hour. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, this is a new advisory from CBS News. Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck. The statement says he is in the hospital. It doesn't look good. This is really tragic. We'll talk more about this coming up right after the news. I'm Scoot on the air. This is WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.